Sitting on a bus with my whiplash heart and my drifting thoughts as meadows of green spread out within my field of vision, it belongs in a frame. In the distance I catch a glimpse of my grandmother's house, weather-beaten red like a hardened abrasion. She is standing on the porch when I arrive, partially hidden in the smoke from her cigarette. I read the wrinkles in her face like lines in a biography. Trace them like the rings inside a tree, how they grow into each other and form a complex network of roots. Our story is connected through thin fibers that erode and eventually break, severing us from our memories. But I hope to keep this image forever etched in my retinas. How she is standing there in a haze of smoke and sunshine like an aged Hepburn, a fading vintage dream. In this healing light, I have found a space of peace. Like the shade of a Bodhi tree, it calms my soul. The hurricane in my blood becomes a gentle breeze. My cells become lotus flowers floating in serenity. But maybe silence is meant to be broken. I can feel my childhood rush like a spring tide through my body, like I ran through the vertical sprinklers in the backyard with arms outstretched, as if I was passing through transparent prison bars, being freed from the hurt. I have come to terms with the fact that it all could have been an illusion, but it always felt as if the sky was bluer when I emerged on the other side.